Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, thank you for joining us on the Gone Fishing Show, and we want to offer our prayers and say thank you, good Lord, that hurricane did not come here.
Yeah, hallelujah. I got a tournament this weekend.
And grateful that it didn't come on shore up there as a category 3 or 4, but it's still rough. They're going to get rain for days.
Well, some areas of the storm has moved through, and there was quite a bit of damage, flooding, trees broken in, going into downtown stores and so on.
They showed one hotel lobby that was 7 feet up the wall. Completely, it looked like the ocean just came in 7 feet up the wall, just covered.
Well, I saw a picture. They were showing some flooding, and they were showing some highway, a coastal highway, obviously, with a shark going down it. And I mean, everyone's like, "Well, it's Facebook." I said, "Well, think about it. With the ocean comes onto the land, so do the creatures with it."
Yeah.
I mean, my dad, when we had the hurricane last time, he lives right here off the St. John's, and they had the flooding. There was the mullet running down the street. So, yeah, we were just happy we didn't meet anybody with teeth.
Alligators and snakes and everything else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got our flood line still in Rick's bait and tackle.
Yeah, yeah, that's a gimme. That's a keeper.
That's a keeper.
That's your friendly shading of a paint job.
Right, about 3 feet of.
In studio today we have
who?
Miss? Is it still Miss?
Yeah, still Miss. I'm not married.
You're gonna have to fix that. All right. Linnea Holiday.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Used to be three names, and now it's two.
I'm now two.
Just two?
I'm just two.
Yeah.
My dad officially adopted me, and I had to change my name to just Linnea Holiday.
So now that's all over the airways. Now we know.
That's fine.
That's right. And Mr. Tim Stouter.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, Monica. Hey, Monica.
Hey, Monica.
She's busy.
That's my girl there, buddy.
She's busy.
She's beautiful, man.
She is.
Just a smile on her face drives me crazy. All right.
Poor Joe.
Yeah, I'm glad you're sitting over there.
Poor Joe.
All right. What we got going on this weekend? We got a Heroes on the Water Sunday.
Sunday, Mill Cove, Heroes on the Water.
I'm going to be down there about 6 a.m. so I can get a parking spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a cluster.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get out early and launch out for an hour or so and just mess around. And
it's good fishing.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a tournament out of Sisters Boat Ramp.
Saturday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so.
So, it's a Florida lure.
Everybody's always, you know, that's one of the things when we originally started Heroes on the Water, they were like, well, why don't you have them on Saturdays? I'm like, that's when most of the tournaments happen.
Right. Most of them are.
So, it's like, why would we want to deal with that? With inexperienced kayakers, but
because
what is that, the FLA Saturday?
Yes, the FLA Saturday.
First one, right?
Yeah, it's a slam at a Sisters Creek boat ramp.
Should be good. There should be some good flounder caught for that.
I hope so. We found one last weekend. Woohoo! Huh. We had a slam last weekend.
What's that little island, the furthest one? Crab Island?
Mill Cove? Yeah, Crab Island.
Yeah, Crab Island. The one to the left? Yeah.
Yeah, I have not been out that far yet.
When I fished Crab Island, it was for the Jack's Classic. And I made top 10 on trout.
I think that's where, Elizabeth had her issue with the manatee or something, I think.
They'll get over there when the grass is growing. Right. They'll get over there and just lay over there. But then you also got to worry about the dolphin, too, because they'll come on that big flat over there and just annihilate it.
Wow.
And the manatees like to go through that little pass-through between
the
two.
Pass.
The pass-through between the big creek there.
And if you're not paying attention, you don't see those tail swirls.
Oh, yeah.
They will.
I got trapped.
They will float you out of the water pretty quick.
Yes. I had Kyle early on in there where they had the pro angler that we were using. Yeah, I got trapped against that little island right there. Just kind of sucked up to it and just sat there and waited it out and just kind of shushed him away from us because he was hysterical at that point.
Yeah.
Well, I see you've been getting back out on the boat, Tim, on the kayak.
Yeah, it's, what is this, like my fourth week?
Yay. So.
And it's a different brand, is that correct?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a Jackson kayak. It's a Blue Sky Cuda? Boat. No, it's a Blue Sky boat.
It's a new one, right?
Yeah, it's a brand new one. It's a catamaran style kayak.
It's badass.
Really?
It has a pedestal seat on it, like what you would normally see on the front of like a bass boat or a skiff boat.
Oh, wow.
It spins 360 degrees. It's 48 inches wide.
What?
It's very stable. It's like a catamaran.
But it's okay. You know how my boat has two gunnels?
Right.
Well, that's what he has.
Yeah, I have two power poles on the back of it.
And so it's a catamaran.
It's a catamaran style with a platform. And
what's the weight? So 120, 130.
So it has its own built-in wheels on the side. So it's reinforced. The center of the platform that you stand on is basically it's 1-inch square aluminum tubing. And then it has wheels built into it that pop out and slide into two brackets that you drop down. So dead weight, nothing added on to it, just the drive, the chair, and the kayak is 160 pounds.
Wow.
But it comes apart into three pieces.
Well, you have a trailer anyway.
I just slide it in the back of my truck. I don't even worry about that.
It's really actually...
Yeah, it's 13 feet long. All you ever
stables,
lift...
Stables, I'll get out.
If you just lift... Yeah, because...
We saw it.
I was hanging out with Steve and Linnea last weekend?
Yeah.
Last weekend, yeah.
We rolled up and Steve's like, hey, get out of the way. You practice think you own the place.
it's crazy. I mean, I I'm a big dude and I walk all around that thing.
Wow.
So it's been fun getting back on the water. You know, it's bit rusty.
Yeah.
I mean, the first week I was out, I got an almost 9-pound trout.
Nice.
That
doesn't sound too rusty.
Yeah, I mean, I got lucky. You know, it's one of those.
Yep.
I just happened to be the right place, the right time, and threw the right bait out there, and it got lucky. But a lot of it, I've been relying. You know, always if anybody's ever been to one of my seminars, I said you should keep some sort of notes from when you fish because I literally have been going back.
When you launch at the valley,
you do history.
Do you do it at their launch or at the ramp?
So normally I would launch at the valley's ramp, in my native. I'll just slide it off there, get down there, and then, you know, just go from there. But probably 75% of the time I actually will launch at the ramp.
Right.
Now I'm 100% ramp because I don't even take my truck to the boat ramps anymore.
Mm-hmm.
With those wheels, I load it up, slide it out the back of my truck, and literally pick it up. And when you pick the front end up, you're not picking 160 pounds up. You're picking maybe 25 pounds up.
Right. The majority of it.
It's all on. Yeah, it's all on the back, and it's on those wheels. So all you're doing is just getting the front end up.
Do they still
up.
Have those steps that go down? That was, I don't know.
It never got really 100% finished. There was supposed to be a platform. The platform didn't happen, so they went with the steps. And then, you know, I've talked to them several times. I said, what you need now is you need a banister slide. That you actually just set your kayak in it, and it sits there, and it just slides right down in the water. A
couple of PVC things.
Or in the real world, it's basically outdoor carpet and 4x4s.
Yeah.
That's really what you want.
Just do bumpers.
Yeah, and then just slide it right down in the water. But, yeah, fishing's been good.
I'm just really determined not to put a scratch on my boat. I haven't got really one yet.
Yeah, I mean...
Even when I come back to a boat launch at the end of the day or whatever, you know, I'll try to stop before I actually hit the cement.
Up.
Yeah.
I mean,
but when I got to get out, how we go to get out and our legs aren't there.
I mean, there's some products though. So you have Keel Easy, right? And I have no affiliation with any of these products. I can just tell you what they are.
Right.
It's basically a 3M style tape that you got to heat up and adhere to the bow. Yak Gear just came out with a new one. I actually have a roll of it that they gave me from ICAST. I haven't had a chance to put it on the boat yet, which is a lot thinner and a lot easier to put on. So I'm hoping to test it out. But you know, we're in kayaks, man. We're in North Florida. There's oysters.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say, you're going to scratch yours yet?
You're going to get a scratch. I mean, trust me, I feel you, because, you know, my new kayak, I like the Dickens trying not to run into anything, you know. And so, knock on wood, so far, so good. You're going to Mill Cove this weekend? Good luck. Yeah. Not getting a scratch on that joker.
904-296-2692. Give us a call. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3 in Jacksonville. Hold tight.
Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com. No matter how well maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on the water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com. To save $50 off a one-year Towboat U.S. membership, call 904-249-4422 and mention Gone Fishing. When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847.
If you're a serious angler, you want to increase your casting distance and accuracy. You want to limit wind knots and bird nests. You want the new Wave Series rods from T. Allen Rods.
T. Allen Rods.
It's the first production rod in the world featuring a 100% carbon fiber rod mated with the Microwave Guide system. It's a revolutionary rod for serious anglers. The new Wave Series from T. Allen Rods. Built in America and available now at tallenrods.com. T. Allen Rods, the finest rods on earth.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, we're sitting here talking about I don't know what anymore.
Well, we're just talking about the general platforms of fishing.
Yeah, platforms of fishing. Very good, Linnea. Platforms of fishing. So, Tim, what is your boat classified as?
Still a kayak.
Still a kayak.
Yeah, per the definition, it's a kayak.
Okay.
It's the oldest debate out there. You know, technically, you know, if you want to look at what a true kayak was, sit on tops aren't kayaks. Sit inside somewhat or fit the definition. But according to the Coast Guard, they all fall under, it falls under a kayak.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now you got the one you have, and then Kaku came out with the Voodoo, which is almost like a flat boat with
it's a hybrid. Uh-huh. It's another hybrid.
Right. And it sells great. And now they're getting all types of motors to put on it. Anywhere from a 3-horsepower power motor to trolling motors. He's got it geared up where you can put in the power pole. What's the one for the kayaks? They got a special name for that.
Oh, the micro power pole?
Yeah, micro power pole. There you go.
Now, the motors do require numbers, right?
Yeah, so anytime you put, even if you put an electrical motor on it, it's as soon as it becomes non-human powered, it has to have registration and numbers.
Now, did yours?
No.
No, because I'm still pedal.
You're still pedal?
Yeah, okay. But as soon as they get done with the R&D on this, on the drive, I'll probably wind up buying the electrical head for it.
Okay.
And yeah, it has its place. Now, I don't think I'll fish many tournaments out of it, but yeah, that thing actually has its place, so.
Do you think tournaments, the kayak tournaments, are going to make a comeback? It seems like...
I'm not so sure about saltwater. I'm really not. But there's a lot of sponsors right now in the bass fishing world.
Same thing happened to redfish tours.
So kayak bass fishing is what it is. No other kayak tournament in the world, and most of your boat tournaments in the world, do not have a purse of $100,000 for guaranteed for first place. And the national championship that was held this past March for the kayak bass fishing championship, first place walked away with a $100,000 check plus bonuses. Yeah. So, you know, when you look at plus bonuses, you're like, okay, what are we talking about? Well, big fish, used whatever product, you know, the sponsor, one of the sponsors of that tournament, you know, and it's whether you agree or disagree, they allow electric motors in that tournament. Because the number one sponsor for the Kayak Bass Fishing National Championship was Torquedo. Mm. So Torquedo is your sponsor. How can you not do that?
Yeah. Why would they sponsor it?
Right. So, for instance, my new kayak, the Blue Sky, before it even hit production day one, was already banned from the KBF. It's that big of a game changer.
Wow.
It's truly and solely was built for bass fishing. And it really works well in salt water. But it's a nightmare in the wind just because you sit up. Linnea can test it. I'm sitting probably, 3 feet out of the water?
Yep.
Up above the water. And, you know, I don't care who you are. I don't care how big or how small you are. You're a sail, and the wind will catch you. The cool thing is, though, the drive is effortless. You don't have to pedal 1,000 miles an hour to get it to go to top speed.
They have sails? Did they design sails for these things?
I'm sure they do. I mean, there's aftermarket sails for every kayak out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there you know, you can get a front top sail for almost any kayak out there.
Who wants to fish and deal with that?
Yeah, but I mean, just to get out and get a good windy day out there and cruise around.
$10, Walgreens.
Really?
Go buy a golf umbrella.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The big, massive things, they'll get you out there. But yeah, I mean, back to what you're saying, Rick. You know, saltwater it's getting there. It's getting back to somewhat where it used to be maybe about 8, 9, 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. But the bass fishing world has taken off. So
that's basically back when the redfish tours were real big, before the economy really crashed.
Mm-hmm.
There was two or three other tournament trails.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Tim was saying, if you caught a fish and you had a Minn Kota on your boat, you want an extra $10,000.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you were using a Yamaha, whatever the newest brand was at the time, you want another $10,000.
If you used a certain lure, you won, you know, $1,000 in incentives or something.
Well, if you had the right products on your boat and you won, you walked away with $100,000.
Yeah.
But salt water just could not keep up. People started dropping out. I forgot what the brothers' names were. You had a set of brothers, though, that were really great, and they dominated it for many years. And then it just died, completely died, and bass just took over. And I think it's because there's so much fresh water all over the country.
It's money. I don't even think it's that. Yeah. There's just as much salt water. If you look at the coastline from Texas all the way around, you know, and up the East Coast. Not so much the West Coast because, you know, it's pretty – their coastline is pretty volatile. You know, they have big waves and things like that. East Coast, pretty tame for the most part. There's a ton of water.
Accessibility.
It all became about money. If you go to any shop, you go in your shop, you go in Palm Valley, you go Strike Zone, you go to name any one of the big box stores, they will have a ratio of probably 70 to 30 freshwater to saltwater gear in there.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we're right here in Northeast Florida and we're primarily a saltwater environment, it's still going to be – it's crazy when you think about all the freshwater stuff that are in these stores today. Smaller shops like Rick, Palm Valley, not so much. It's the other way around. We cater to those guys, saltwater, because we know that's what most people are fishing.
What would you say, Rick, 90-10?
Probably.
For you?
Not –
I mean, you got some freshwater stuff.
I think everything in my store and everything in Palm Valley store, all of it is basically freshwater because it came from the freshwater.
Oh, everything did. Yeah, nothing was saltwater.
Nothing.
No. If you look at Marilure, it was all freshwater.
It's all freshwater.
Rapala, Skidderwall.
Oh, yeah,
freshwater.
They were all freshwater.
All of it's freshwater.
Bass Assassin.
When we first opened the store,
everything was.
me and Jason opened about 30 years ago, roughly, or 25 years ago. You had double drop rigs, and you had hooks, and when bait to go on the hooks.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then Rick Thacker came along with jawjacker jigs. He was one of the first ones, and then the plastics started, but they were really freshwater plastics.
Mm-hmm. And like the old rubber worms and stuff like that. Yeah.
And
the old purple worm. Yeah.
And there was a captain that used nothing but floats. He fished the intercoastal, and... float fish, those live shrimp, basically. And that was it. That was really it. And then what now is Saltwater Assassin actually started out as Bass Assassin.
I mean, people fish with shiners.
You laugh what you want, man. I think, you know, date myself here. Banjo, minnow, things like that, right?
Right.
They were gimmicks. And there were a ton of them in the freshwater world. But you know what? When saltwater started taking off and people said, okay, we're not going to use bait for this tournament. We're going to use, you know, artificials. They start scrounging. And they start scrounging through all their freshwater stuff. Like you said, worms, any type of paddle tail. What kind of jig heads do I have? What kind of weights do I have? And so when they start scrounging, then manufacturers start saying, you know what? This gimmick actually worked, you know. Let's try and reproduce that for something in saltwater. And that's when you start getting the more defined, smaller swim baits and the smaller paddle tails.
Let's go back to the 50s and 60s with your Zipcos.
Mm-hmm.
What other products were around back then? I mean, Penn was there, I'm sure.
Yes, Penn's was there. We used
Johnson. Johnson was a big reel manufacturer.
Mm-hmm. Mitchell.
Yeah,
I remember Mitchell.
Were huge reel manufacturers. Mm-hmm. The problem with them is they were making their reels out of, I believe, not cast iron, but they were making it out of a heavier metal. And so, you know, that kind of – they never got away from that fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
Today, they're starting to come back. And Mitchell actually makes a pretty decent reel now.
Mm-hmm. We got a few in the store.
Yeah, so they're not bad. Are they the best on the market? Probably not, but they're not bad for their price.
What was the biggest Zipco that came out? Was it 808, I think, came out? That was like, or was it 404? I know 404, 202, 404.
Well, you had 202s, you had 205s.
All right.
And then I think a 404, like my time, was the biggest one.
That was, yeah. It was like,
but now they've got one now. They've actually got one now for saltwater. I mean, I don't know if you've seen it. This thing looks like a VW bug on a rod. It really does. I mean, it's like this big around. It's the size of a, I guess, you know, if you truly know what a true dodgeball looks like, you know, it's bigger than a softball, smaller than a kickball.
Oh. Right.
That's literally what this reel looks like. And it's massive, but it's made for saltwater.
Wow. What's the drag on it and everything?
Probably stupid, ridiculous, knowing Zebco.
Yeah.
Crank it over until it doesn't crank anymore. See if you can pull on it. Hook the truck up, tow around with it.
Unscrew it.
Yeah. See what's going on inside. I mean... you know, another product that, you know, tested, tried, true, that's really just, it's lived its life.
Now, how about different coasts? Like Linnea, you grew up in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of tackle and all did you use out there when you fished?
Rapala was a big one.
Okay.
They used some of the, like, they'll use more of the slinky weights on them.
Right. Types of fish?
Trout, some bass. Mostly it was a bunch of different types of trout.
Okay.
And then fly was becoming really big over there because of all the rivers.
And that's probably one of your oldest fishing styles is fly fishing. It's been around forever.
We had some amazing fly fishing around there.
That's amazing, because I didn't even think about that, because I have never cared about it. It was too much work for me to catch fish.
Fly fishing has become huge over there just because of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, you hike down in and you'd hike down on the different parts of the river and you'd fly away, you know.
Well, real quick, rivers. We used to have two or three captains. Brett Cannon used to be able to fly fish and take charters out.
Mm-hmm.
Chip Wingo, I think, still
Chip still takes some guys out. By Leon started some last couple of years. I've seen him with some fly charters.
Okay, Joe.
904-296-2692. You want to give us a call, give us your input on what's going on today. 904-296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Show in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunny 102.3. Website is gonefishingshow.com. No G in fishing. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Want thousands of people at your yard sale? Have it at Ramona Flea Market. Ramona Flea Market is open every Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 5. And you can set up a yard sale for less money than it costs to print flyers. People come to Ramona Flea Market because of the great deals on clothes, toys, electronics, produce, and more. If you're wanting to sell anything from household items to having a booth for your business, come to Ramona Flea Market. Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295. Open Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 5. For information, call 786-3532.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialist on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley began his concert in Seattle by asking the crowd to stand for the national anthem. Then Elvis broke out into Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog, and the crowd went wild. 1957 was also the year that the Boger's family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fitting by three board-certified podorthists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom-make orthotics in their on-site lab. Boger Shoes also carries many popular brands, including Birkenstock and For Your Soul by Rocky Brands. And congratulations this month to Dennis Mansell, celebrating his 20th year with Boger Shoes. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success since 1957. Stop by Boger Shoes at 1014 Park Street in Five Points. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rucab, owner of St. John's Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. The first Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp is open at 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95. The second will be opening in days at 101 Monument Road, just off Atlantic Boulevard. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. Now at 847 Dunn Avenue and soon at Monument Road.
Clean those dirty tile and grout lines this week. Call Process Master 725-0440. 100% guaranteed results. The Tollison family has owned and operated Process Master since 1976. Mark and Chris offer their national award-winning service to everyone. Call Process Master 725-0440.
Clean it up, everybody's cleaning up. 725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
725-0440.
Process Master Clean. let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
And Tim, I'm like you. I got back in the water for the first time in a while, and it was great just to be out there. Of course, this is what always happens.
Hello.
You know.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, Nick. You're on the air. Nick, you're really on the radio.
He's like awesome.
Great.
Can you hear him?
No.
Nope.
No, we can't hear you on the radio. All right. I'm on the radio. I'll be on here until 2 o'clock. All right. That was Nick from Liberty Kayaks. And checking on Charlie Polachek, probably. So
Yeah.
All right. But it is nice to get back on the water after you've been off for a while, and you kind of feel like you don't know what you're doing. You're kind of... getting the feel back, and the bite has, well, Terry's been catching some nice great fish, but
yeah, fishing's good. I mean,
yeah,
like I said at the beginning, I mean, you should be keeping some sort of notes, whether it's pictures to, you know, and labeling it with different areas and keeping a something, because literally, you know, I haven't fished since February 3rd, and that was in the Gulf of Mexico, and so I had to go back to some places, and, you know, I fished in the valley, I fished in the lake, I fished in St. Augustine, and everywhere I fished, I've literally gone back off of my notes.
Last time I went out was at Gowanus, Heroes, and that was, what, 3 months ago?
Yeah, that was April.
Yeah.
April, I think. But, yeah, I mean, I haven't done any marathon days. Like, normally I would go out 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours.
Yep.
And make a day of it, but this past weekend was the first weekend that I've actually fished 2 days in a row.
Well, how are you feeling?
I think I recovered Wednesday. That's how sore I was. But, you know, it just, I have limits when I'm out there. There's things I can and can't do.
Get some sun.
Yeah, I get some sun, but...
how's Donnie doing?
Donnie's doing good. I mean, you know, he kind of been fishing all along. He's got some ailments here and there, and I mean, eventually he's gonna have to get his shoulder fixed, but you know, that's trying to teach a bull in a china factory how not to squash the china on the way out the door. Yeah. So but you know, that's his call. So but you know, I didn't get back in my kayak. It wasn't because I didn't want to. It's basically the doctor said you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then when he said, okay, you need to, and I'm like, are you sure?
I don't want to be broken longer, like, and permanently.
I'm like, are you sure? And, you know, and I said, are you sure, for about a week and a half. And he finally just said, okay, you need to just stop and get in the kayak.
Yay.
My doctor did the same thing to me. Told me, stop worrying about it. He says, the worry is what's killing you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He said, get out there and get on the boat and start fishing again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. This, you know, this, like I said, it's the first time since I screwed my back up that I'm going to go out. And I feel like it's going to be okay because I'm going to slide the boat off the trailer. I'm not doing any lifting the boat or anything. I slide by right off the trailer at the boat launch. And then when I pull it back up, I'll back trailer down there and I'll crank it. Well, there'll be enough people who can carry it.
Yeah, and we're going to be at a low tide Sunday.
I'd slide
anyways.
By 9 a.m. at low tide.
Yeah, so we'll be on that outgoing tide. So
I slide my boat right off, Joe. That's all I do, slide it off.
Yeah.
I do mine as well.
Boat. The word is boat.
I slide mine about a third out of the back of the truck, drop the wheels down, slide it the rest of the way, and then just push it out the back.
That's awesome.
Okay, now, it seems like, Tim, the kayak tournaments, we're down to basically two just kayak tournaments now, and that's Tony Hart's and...
Yeah, so you have the Extreme... Yeah, the Extreme and the Netty.
Netty.
In this area. And both of them, in my opinion, are neck and neck as the replacement for the Jack's Kayak Classic. I mean, they're growing each year.
What's the chances of a tournament that big coming back in? I mean, I know the name thing has been a deal, but...
It doesn't matter. I mean, like I said, either one of those two tournaments, I mean, they're getting more and more sponsors each year. They're getting more individuals showing up each year, so... You know, it just takes a matter of getting the word out, the right advertisement, letting everybody know. I mean, I've blasted the Netty everywhere. I'm on almost every Florida kayak group out there, whether it's Space Coast or whatever, and I've shared it with every one of them. So, you know, guys from South Florida, you know, they should come up. I mean, yeah, it's not their typical style of fishing with, you know, our tides and oysters and everything. But, you know, like the Netty's coming up. You can't beat the payout.
No.
I mean, you have three different categories of,
right,
you know, first exactly. through fifth, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And nowhere else can you get that.
I enjoyed the payout.
Yeah, right? There's nowhere else you can get that.
Are you going into kayak less now since y'all doing the boat?
Yes.
Man, there was so much dirt and grime on them jokers at their house. I had to bump one of them to see if it was still plastic.
Really?
I took it out. Well, because we did the last one I did was the Kingfish tournament.
Yeah, you went out with Kyle.
I went out with Kyle. So we got all sorts of muddy that day.
But
I went up and pushed myself right up in my spots and up in the mud.
Are you planning to fish in the Netty?
Yeah, I'm going to do the Netty.
Okay.
Yep, I got the Netty. And let's see, this weekend we have a boat tournament. Ruskin's IFA is going on this weekend also.
Yeah, this weekend.
We got the FLA boat tournament, and then the
end of the month is the
IFA. Jackson is moved to Jacksonville.
Yeah, for the, we might fish the IFA.
So there's a kayak boat tournament that weekend. So,
yeah, it's Saturday's the boat and Sunday's the kayak.
Yes.
But, I mean, I don't know. I think the other thing is fear. I think that's the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the people, and I say a lot of the people, and, you know, forgive me if I offend anyone and throw you in the giant category of a lot of people. I have watched a ton of kayaks get sold in 2 years in this area alone, this Northeast Florida area, whether it's you, it's David in St. Augustine, it's Black Creek.
I've seen a lot of my
Strike Zone, right?
Trade, yeah.
Right. And I see these kayaks, and then I see people turn around and they don't really like it and they sell it or whatever, or they upgrade, which is great. But I think it comes to these tournaments, it's fear. They're like, oh, I just want to go fishing. I'm not, I can't compete. You know, if anyone tells you that it's all skill.
Intimidation.
Right. And, you know, it's not. It's the exact opposite.
You have
skill in fishing, right? You know, whether you're fishing artificial or bait, but it's all luck. I mean, yeah. I'm
there's
tell
no
you right
guarantee
now,
you're going to go catch fish.
Well, it's just that I think it's a lot of people get spooked because they see a lot of guys like Craig Van Brocklin, Eddie Kabler, names off the top of my head. It just seems like it's pretty frequent that these guys, you know,
just
because
go
they're
fish
good.
And have, but yeah,
that's
just
what
go
I'm saying.
Go fish and have fun.
But,
have
you know,
fun. Your money's going to a good cause.
They fish a different style of fishing. You
right.
know?
Yeah.
And the problem that people have is that they try to fish outside their shoes.
Yeah.
You know, I love the IFA, and you'll never see me go in the river and jig for bull reds.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never see me go, you know, to Grand Isle and Louisiana Championship, even though it's in Grand Isle this year, and jig for bull reds down there. When we were in Panama City 3 years ago, when I took third place at the championship, I stayed on the grass flats and said, you know what? The trout are going to win this because they're going to move out when this front comes in. And sure enough, they all caught their bull reds and their little tiny trout on the first day. And 80% of them caught a bull red on the second day. But there were only four of us that caught trout on the second day.
And there's so many people that go out and they don't know this information. In other words, some of these guys that I mentioned earlier, they record it either on paper or on their phone or in their head.
Mm-hmm.
What happened that day, what time of the day that happened, where this was caught, and other people get out there and it's like they just go out, you know, and they swing the rod and I caught something.
Well, a lot of it's confidence, you know, whether you're slinging bait or you're slinging artificials.
Mm-hmm.
Just find something you like, something that you can actually use and catch fish with, and stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, only experiment when you've figured something out.
Just like golf clubs, you know, you see a commercial, oh, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get those golf clubs because I'm going to hit my ball 300 yards further.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't happen, man.
Well, I mean, it's like with the Kingfish tournament. I mean, I knew where the reds were. That wasn't a question.
Right.
I knew where they were. I knew they'd come out. I knew they'd come through there.
Yep.
And I knew if you threw a cut crab right there, I can promise you, you'll get hit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Kyle Kyle got four different reds, and you know I was too busy helping him.
All right, here we go. We're going to give a T-shirt away. I need the person to call me and tell me the second commercial that is going to play on this break. You tell me who the second commercial is on this break, you'll win you a free Fishing Connection T-shirt. Second commercial on this break. Call in after the break and tell me who it was. You win yourself a T-shirt. All right, 904-296-2692. 296-2692. Y'all stand by. Right back.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745. Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials, from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the fat cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
Looking for a great day of fishing? Or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Speaking of, we can, just possibly.
Really?
I had a guy do that once. Yeah, an 8-pound flounder. Yeah, I'm going to catch him next weekend. Good
no, we
luck.
Don't know if, now. If it was, if he was
some guy
that,
stabbed him last night. I'm going to tell you that now.
Yeah.
Now.
if he was an 8-pound flounder, he probably would go home.
All right, we have a mystery caller on line one. Hello, mystery caller.
Hey, this is Andrew Gunn. How you guys doing?
Andrew?
Yes.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
What's going on?
You got an answer for me?
Yeah, Palm Coast Marina.
Palm Cove Marina. That is Palm Cove Marina. Let me check the records here.
Oh,
see, the first one was, and the second one was. You're a winner, man.
Yay!
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, you know where Rick's Bait and Tackle is located, Jack's Beach?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Your shirt will be there anytime after 5 a.m. tomorrow morning.
All right, I'll swing by and grab it in the morning, guys.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
That sounded just like your son.
Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I forgot what I was going to say.
Mystery caller.
Uh-huh. Mystery caller, yeah. All right.
All right, back on track.
That's
okay,
all right. The purpose track. Was to... Somebody listened to yep. the commercial, and that's all
and
I
they
wanted.
They did their job. Back to fishing.
That's good.
All right, back to fishing, Joe.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So we were talking about tournaments before all this finished
yeah,
off, didn't
anyway.
We?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking about there's only two kayak-only tournaments left.
Yeah, but right. There's about 90 in the state of Florida.
And about 90 in the state of Florida, and that's, you know, Tim, why didn't the kayakers ever really form a group
like as in
a club?
I mean you got Jack's Kayak Fishing,
you had that, yeah, right.
I mean, it's still there, it's still really active, but
the web pages, yeah
the web page, and then you've got the Facebook, you know, so they're really active, but you're right, there's no true club like there is in you know, Space Coast. Space Coast is probably not really a club either, it's more like that, but then you got places like Panama City. You know, the club actually has, you know, they have tournaments throughout the year. You know, the guys in Southwest Florida, they have tournaments every year. I guess bass people form clubs, and then those clubs have tournament trails and things like that. I don't know. To me, there's also a lot of drama in Jacksonville and Northeast Florida when it comes to fishing.
No.
So, you know.
Do tell.
I don't know. There's a lot of people with a lot of egos. You know, they cry because someone's in their spot. You know, they take pictures to brag about themselves and blur out their backgrounds and things like that. I mean, and it's drama. And it's like, okay, the basics of fishing is a rod, a reel. And it really doesn't have to be a reel. You can fish with a cane pole and catch fish. But it's going out and enjoying the water. And a lot of times you get drama that just ruins that.
Right. Yeah.
So I think from a club aspect, I think it's good there's not a club. There's cliques within, you know, the Jacksonville, Northeast Florida fishing community. But as a whole, I think it's a great community, whether it's boats or whatever, or kayaks, you know, or paddleboarders or, you know, whatever gets you on the water. I think it's great. I wish we had more tournaments that were kayak friendly. You know, you had your run with your trail.
Right.
Some other tournaments like, you know, the Flounder Pounder had its, you know, a couple years with its tournament. You know, I know a lot of people would love to see a kayak division come back in that tournament.
Somebody has to do the work, though.
Yeah, I mean, doing the work's no big problem. It's you know, it's yeah. all up to the tournament people. And then there's a few others. I mean, like the Greater Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament. You know, it's finally, it's got
Redfish
its kayak.
Redfish really took off.
Right. The kayak division there is boomed. It was done as a trial, and it flourished. You got other tournaments like the St. Mary's one, but mm-hmm. they don't ever advertise it.
Yeah, so it springs up at the last second.
You know, it's like at the last minute, oh, hey, I forgot to advertise this. You guys ready for the kayak tournament this week? And you get six people to show up. It's like, okay, yeah, great. You spent all this money to advertise for boats. We'll include the kayaks. You know, if you're going to have the division. I know, I think it's the Clay Roberts has a kayak division
yep.
as well. So, right. I mean, it's growing, but, you know, Clay Roberts doesn't advertise the kayak side of it. I mean, there are, if I was a guessing person, I would guess somewhere in the 10 to 30,000 people in Northeast Florida have either a kayak or a stand-up paddleboard.
Well, you know, I looked and I saw where I brought in the old kayaks originally started with, the Calcutta, which were nothing more than splash with mm-hmm. a Calcutta name.
Right.
And it's hard to believe, though, in those three years that we were in the business, we sold 100 kayaks per year those first 2 years.
Right. Wow. I mean,
that's 200 people out of my little store.
Wow.
You throw in Strike Zone and...
Oh, yeah, you throw them all in there. Yeah, I mean...
It's amazing.
There's a boat, no pun intended, there's a boatload of paddle craft
mm-hmm.
in Northeast Florida. And it's like some of these tournaments are having these divisions, but they don't really advertise it, you know. And if they're advertising it, it's kind of in the wrong place, you know, and it's in things that these people aren't, you know, they don't have eyes on, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, they're not really seeing it.
So, I mean, you could see, I know about the Clay Roberts. I don't think I've ever seen an advertisement for the kayak division. I just know it was posted one time on, I think, one of the Jack's Kayak forums, and I've stayed touch. I'm, you know, nothing against them. I just never fished it. I've always had something else going on when their tournament was going on. So, but I know that one's grown exponentially
over the last two years.
Seems like, what, maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago, the market was saturated with kayak tournaments.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like people were trying to hunt for a week that was wide open that there wasn't a turn. Like, you remember we had
That's the reason I stopped mine, right? Because there were so many kayak tournaments. Yeah.
And sponsors getting hit, you know.
Yeah.
For donations.
Well, there's also a lot of drama back then, too. You know, there was, and I've always said it and I'll say it today, and you know, people can tell me I'm full of crap or whatever.
Yeah.
When you put money or you put value in a tournament,
yeah,
there will be people who will find mm-hmm. ways to cheat and expound on those rules, yeah. You know, stretch them to their limit.
That's in any sport, it seems like.
Which causes the drama. And mm-hmm. it's like, okay, you know, this some tournaments have left a bad mark and bad taste in a lot of people's mouths.
Right. Yep.
Others not so much, but it's life,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, all you can do is try to clean it up and you
That's
know
it. And
move and
a lot
on.
Of them don't, and a lot of them that don't clean it up don't succeed. So, mm-hmm.
yep.
But I'm with you. I mean,
an expense. I mean, you know,
it's not
lie
cheap.
Detection and stuff mm-hmm. like this. You know, and it's
but people didn't realize how hard it was to have 4 tournaments in a year and then find 4 good sponsors.
Oh yeah, I mean, people.
Was,
yeah.
I was working my butt off. To
I mean,
get those sponsors.
I got to give a huge shout out to Mission Barbecue. Right? Mm-hmm. They're providing our lunch Sunday, just so you know, Joe. So you're going to be fed well.
Yes.
But, you know.
Because I need to eat.
Right? What people don't realize is our HAL events, it's mm-hmm. a tournament every month.
Right.
And that's tough.
You know, we're not going out and getting sponsors, what Rick is talking about. We're not getting sponsors for, you know, donation for raffle prizes mm-hmm. or something for first, second, third place, whatever. We're actually getting sponsors and donations to feed our veterans, you know, raise money to keep the gear up, purchase, you know, we had 4 of our tandems go down this year. They literally just blew out. They were 8 years old and we cracked the hull. So we had to buy 4 new ones.
Oh, dang.
So, you know, we have to go out. We have to, you know, I call it the beg, borrow, plead, cry, whine, mm-hmm. you know, here's my tin cup, drop a coin in it. Let me shake it around town.
Right.
To purchase 4 new kayaks because, you know, our tandems are big sellers for our events.
Right.
So that's what we do. But every month it's a tournament, and people just don't realize that.
Long break.
Long break.
Long break.
Long.
Call Keith, Rick. 904-296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Show on 102.3 The Beat.
Keith needs to be called.
No, it's sunny 102.3, ain't it?
Sunny.
We ain't the beach no more.
It's sunny out there today, yeah. For sure.
Sunny 102.3 FM, Jacksonville, Florida, 904-296-2692. This is going to be a long break. If you all grab you something to drink, get you a quick sandwich, and return shortly. Hold on.